In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today is Trinity Sunday. Whereas they know the world of eternity, the day is blessed. The Western Church has been trying this Sunday for reflection on the tremendous mystery of the Trinity. Praising the Holy Trinity has been going on for almost 1,700 years. And over the past 15 in the year 325, called 317 bishops from all over the Christian world to set the question of the divinity of Jesus Christ. They attempted to settle the question of whether Christ was simply another great prophet and teacher, perhaps even a high-ranking angel of God, or was he the divine Son of God, co-equal and co-eternal with God? The Church Fathers have spent hundreds of years trying to reach agreement on the doctrine of the Trinity. Yet they have studied and researched, but some of the greatest minds, no one can fully explain the Trinity. The Trinity is a rich mystery, and it does not lend itself to bumper stickers on grace. Rather than trying to shrink a vast mystery into short explanations, it seems better to ask ourselves what the Trinity has to do with us today. How does the Holy Trinity connect to our day-to-day lives? How can we draw more deeply into an unfathomable mystery? Last Sunday on the day of Pentecost, we focused on the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. This theme continues today in our Gospel reading from the 16th chapter of John. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Jesus was speaking to his disciples, his close friends, just before his final meal, arrest, and crucifixion. In addition to his promise that he would be raised to new life on the third day, he wanted his followers to know that God would never abandon him, that the Holy Spirit would be your companion and guide forever. He was reassuring them that though they were about to face seemingly unsurmountable challenges, God would be with them. We humans are programmed to look for answers in our own mind. We are trained to rationally define our reality, not to see deep reality. We are trained to be leaders, not followers. And Jesus says, we don't need to do any of that. We are free from the limitation and tyranny of rationalism. We are free from the limits of materialism. We are free from the pressure to act as if we had it all figured out. Imagine that we could turn to God with guidance when we face difficulty. My friends, we don't have to imagine. This is our reality. Imagine, if you will, a different way of approaching the challenges of our lives. Imagine listening to God rather than informing God of how we ought to look at. Imagine that we come to see that there is a deeper meaning to our reality than material goods and the accumulation of more stuff. Material abundance may make us think we have our important needs met already. We might start to think of God as a person on whom we call when we want something. We forget that God offers us everything, and we are always dependent on God, whether or not we can see this. In Jesus Christ, we see everything there is to see about God's love. We see a person who entered our world in the person who loves everyone, and he challenged everyone to be transformed. Now that's an important point. Jesus never said to someone, "Hey, you're perfect just as you are," but rather invited every person to be transformed by the power of God's word. In Jesus Christ, you see that God was willing to endure the pain and suffering of our humanity in order that we might see the wide embrace of God's love for all people. And in Jesus Christ, we see the triumph of God's love over death itself. We see in the resurrection that God's love can make us fearless, that we don't need to be afraid of anything, not even death. But the mystery of the Holy Trinity pushes us to look further. Let's unring today and to think about the Holy Spirit. We see yet another dimension of God's love for us. In the Holy Spirit, God has promised to be with us always, to guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit's guidance and love is inseparable from the love of God the Father and from the love of God's Son. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus, and Jesus and the Father are one. There is a mutual glorification at work, and each person of the Holy Trinity reveals something about the other persons. And that is what can draw us into the heart of God's eternal love. The Trinity represents how God's very being is about relationship and love. The Holy Trinity is itself the manifestation of God's divine promise to be with us at every turn, through every struggle. This is good news in our time. So often our temptation is to tear apart the boundaries of society and put others down. But we see in the Holy Trinity a God who unites and glorifies. So often our impulse is to separate ourselves from that which challenges us. But we see in the Holy Trinity a God who is eternally steadfast. So often we limit our reality or our possibilities to what fits into our own finite understanding. But in the Holy Trinity, we see a God who promises to lead us into all truth, into deeper mystery. Today, let us not try to explain away something that is unfathomable. Instead, let us join heartily in praise. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And let us give thanks that this triune God loves us more than we can imagine. Let us give thanks and praise for God's everlasting presence in our lives, in this age and in the age to come. Let us say for a God who warns us the very best mystery of all. A love that is beyond anything